By the late 19th century, Urbana had grown into one of the most important cities in Illinois. It helped that the University of Illinois, the IBW Railroad, and a host of agricultural-related businesses anchored the local economy. This was also the county seat, and that ensured that the streets would be busy as people came to town for court cases and legal filings, or to visit the offices of the lawyers, surveyors, and real estate agents that established offices nearby. The downtown commercial district provided restaurants, hotels, and stores for those visitors and for county employees as well. In 1833, when Champaign County was formed, Urbana was named as the county seat. The first courthouse, a log cabin, was so crude it only saw two sessions of court between 1836 and 1837. It was replaced in 1840 with a brick and wood frame building that served for the next 9 years. And in its courtroom, local juries first heard the arguments of a young lawyer named Abraham Lincoln. The third Champaign County Courthouse was constructed in 1848. Facing toward the town square, it was built of brick and wood with a bell tower on its gabled roof.
Concerned that the upstart city of Champaign might try to steal the designation as county seat in 1860, local civic leaders pushed the county to complete a major remodeling of the old courthouse. They also established a horse-drawn railway from the depot in Champaign to the courthouse in Urbana to ensure the county seat remained where it was. A beautiful Seth Thomas clock was installed in the tower in 1877. In 1901, the county commissioners decided that a new courthouse was needed and hired architect Joseph Royer to design the building. An Urbana native, Royer was a young man at the time, having recently graduated from the University of Illinois, where he had studied under Nathan Ricker. The new courthouse was completed in the Romanesque style, with a rusticated red sandstone and mottled brick exterior, arched windows, and a tall clock tower to hold the old Seth Thomas works.
That beautiful tower not only drew people to the courthouse, but also attracted lightning, which struck numerous times over the years. As a result, the spire was removed in 1930, and following severe damage in 1952, the whole tower was lowered by nearly 60 feet. After the construction of a major addition to the east of the existing courthouse, which opened in 2002, the Champaign County Board decided that the clock tower needed to be restored to its original height of 123 feet. Thanks to a community fundraising effort, the original belfry was reconstructed, and a recent bequest from Urbana resident Alva Greason for long-term maintenance ensures that for years to come, the historic courthouse bell will continue to be heard chiming the hours on the restored courthouse clock. In 2011, the Tower Project won the Landmarks Illinois Richard H. Driehaus Foundation Preservation Award for restoration.